I stop feeding him, your world ends. He is Lord Moloch. If you show him respect, he'll be gracious. Probably. Remember, he sits astride this whole world. And you, and all your family. And he needs feeding. More, more, ever more. More, and 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 more.
Friday, June 26, 2020. Happy Friday, mother effers. I love you guys. If you're listening to this, I love you. If you're not, then I don't love you. Because... No, I'm just kidding. I have to go to work today. Have to drive in. You know, people always get their ways, whatever. I guess once I get a new job, I can move on and hopefully I won't have to deal. I want to be joyful. I want to be jubilous when I go to work. I don't want to be frivolous. Let's get it going, whatever. Let's go to work. Let's get some work done, you know, and have a good time. Water's so tasty. It's so crazy how there's like different taste in water. Like, you wouldn't think there's much difference, but there's like a huge difference. Like, I fuck with Aquafina, Fiji water. Let's see. I'm trying to think of my favorite ones. But I don't like Dasani. Dasani has always had like a weird, nasty taste to me. You know, like, I feel like it's all piped in the middle of a city in Dayton, Ohio. That's how I feel about Dasani. Oh, man. I don't want to go to work. But I guess who does, right? I guess no one wants to go to work. But I don't physically feel like going to work and dealing with these people today, but whatever, you know, I guess people have to have their days off because it's their birthdays, and other people have to have vacation because it's their granddaughter's traveling championship tournament baseball game, you know, and the other guy has to miss work because of golf. I can't miss work because I'm an underprivileged Mexican minority who can't really afford, you know, I'm kind of enslaved. I kind of got nominated by my parents, you know, brought over to America in the form of immigration, illegal immigration, mind you, you know, and now I have to deal with the consequences of being enslaved to the American system. Although having no rights or inequal rights, you know. So that's why I, as an immigrant, stand with LGBTQ community and Black Lives Matter and even Theo Vaughn's organization, which is Single Moms Matter. And in other news, Chris D'Elia came out with the receipts that have shown him to be maybe not so fucked up. Like, I've seen a lot of comedians come out to, supporting him. Maybe not comedians, but I've seen Andrew Schultz and forgot the other guy, the guy who does, he does the show with. But Andrew Schultz was kind of defending him in a way, you know, but you could tell that he was trying to distance himself as well, you know. And who knows? I don't know what's going to happen. I guess we'll see what happens, but it's just funny how he had, like, all the receipts and everything, like, all the emails and whatnot, and it, but, you know, here's the fact, you know, he can disregard a bunch of them, you know, but as long as one of them is determined to be true, if even one case comes out that he knew that they were underage before they met up with him, if even one case like that comes out, then, you know, it's over. You know, you can't really defend yourself, you know, no matter how many lawyers you buy, no matter how many emails you show, you know, it's gonna be a slippery slope. That's for sure. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Do you guys believe Chris D'Elia when he says he's completely innocent? You know? But here's a thing, you know, and I was thinking about this the other day as well. And Andrew Schultz talked about it when he was discussing Chris D'Elia. When guys go to porn sites, you know, and they click on porn that says, like, 18 and over, or, no, not 18 and over, like, just says, like, 18. Hold on, this place looks good. Yummy's Authentic Fresh Grilled, and, you didn't see the rest. Gosh darn it. I always lose my train of thought. I need to start eating more of those vitamins and minerals that Joe Rogan sells on his podcast. Oh yeah, but so, you know, when guys click on porn thumbnails, you know, or like tags, or when they click on titles, porn videos that say, you know, click 18 or 18 year old barely legal or whatever, you know, whatever it says, you know, I think that that's marketed towards that kind of demographic. So if you're a guy or a girl or a transgender or whatever who likes who clicks on those type of videos marketed towards that demographic, does that make you just as bad as Chris D'Elia? And the answer is yes. I don't know. You know, I honestly haven't. I've read a couple, you know, and the ones I read were kind of bad. But he could have been, you know, there's nothing. It's he said, she said, you know, there's no concrete evidence, you know, unless a video comes out, you know, a Snapchat video, someone comes out with some video, you know, then I guess that's what supposedly makes America great. So that's what makes America great, so great, right? It's due process and fairness of justice, right? Innocent until proven guilty. We all know how that works, right? Especially if you're not of Caucasian descent. So let's see. So tired, bruh. I'm gonna take a nap. I wish I had a Tesla truck. I hope I have enough money saved up by the time the Tesla truck comes up so I can truly show these truck boys how to stuff. You know, I'm tired of seeing of these little truck boys, you know, wheeling and dealing and, you know, doing the thing. Damn, like that truck boy right there in his big old truck. What is it, 10:30? Oof, gotta get me some Zupas. It's actually been pretty good. I don't know. I don't know how people like it. Like, it's been hit or miss. The lobster bisque, you know, tasted like, I don't want to say that. Vagina. What else did I have? I had the Chipotle steak sandwich. That was good. I had the steak and cheese sandwich. That was gross. I don't know what they added on it. But I forgot to take off, like, the, I don't know if it was vinaigrette. But it was something goofy in there. Something not right. You know, and, I did like the, what did I have? So I had the steak and, I had another soup. I hated their chicken noodle soup. It was disgusting. I added the add-on of chicken. I fucking regret it, dude. It was fucking disgusting. Chicken in a small little cup. It was like $1 for a little, you know, the little salsa packets you get from places like Beto's, Alberto's, and whatnot. Who are excited to go golfing. Yeah, so you go Beto's and Mesquite, you know, places like that. And they... have those little cups you can get salsas or any Mexican place, really. That's what they had the chicken in. You know, that's disgusting. And I felt like I got sick. And I don't know if it was because of the chicken noodle soup or if it was because of the chicken that came on the side that added onto the chicken noodle soup. But that was gross. I did have the chili, green chili soup or whatever, potato soup. That was okay. But yeah, I try different stuff. Let me think about what I had. I don't think I had a... So I've only had it three times. The first time I had the chicken soup... So I've had it before, but just lately, you know. I haven't had it in a while, and it's just the only thing that will... They'll actually deliver to my job for free. So I take advantage of that. And, but, you know, I can't really say I'm too happy with the quality, you know, but it's, convenient, you know, and if I get coronavirus because of it, you know, hopefully it takes me to my grave, but, there is a food truck out in the, from my building, and it says Marmalade Coffee. Oh my god, I hate those places. I hate those mobile coffee snobs, man. Come on. Well, I'm sure a lot of people love them, but I've been underwhelmed by them. And I really was looking forward to other food truck. But yeah, like I was saying, because I had it three times. The first time I just had a large chicken soup. Second time, Chipotle steak and lobster bisque. I love the Chipotle steak, not the lobster bisque so much. Third time I had the green chili potato soup. Liked the green soup. Did not like the steak and cheese sandwich. So those were my three experiences today. Like I said, I'm freaking hungry right now. Got the munchies, maybe, allegedly. I plead the fifth. I will order some of that and try something new. But for now, I'm going to go ahead and end this here. You guys have a wonderful day. Love you.